Being without my toys has created an interesting effect on me. Normally, I travel with a little vibrator. It's rechargeable. I love it. Super easy, and I almost never get stopped by TSA. Although, this time, leaving my home airport, all of a sudden I noticed that three male TSA workers are kind of crowded around the screen and pointing and giggling, glance over at me and look me up and down, pulls my bag and says, "Is this yours?" I just looked at him and said, "Yes." He said, "I'm gonna have to rerun this. Just go ahead." "Okay." It runs through the scanner again. They're looking at it. They make the decision that they need to check inside. Bring me over to the side table and I said, "What's wrong? Do I have something in there I'm not supposed to have?" And he said, "Do you have any electronics in here?" I looked him dead in his face and I said, "Yes." So he goes through the bag. He sees what he was looking for. Kind of confirms their inclination, and he just says, "Okay, you're good to go." Now, of course, I know that you didn't need to look inside the bag, because I know that if there was something wrong, you'd have needed to swipe it and clear it through the computer to make sure there was no residue on it, that it wasn't something I wasn't supposed to have. Instead, you just wanted to know that the girl you were staring at was getting on a plane with a vibrator. So good for you. Congratulations. So I've been on the road for a while, and the vibe has been really nice. It's been nice having something, at least one of my toys. But I realized the other day that I left it at my parents' house. And now I'm in a hotel with a coworker, so I'm not even alone in the room at night. And I thought, oh, I'll be fine. What's a couple days without an orgasm? Shouldn't be too big of a deal, right? Last night I just thought, okay, I'll just listen to a couple audios, relax, fall asleep. And I started listening, and I just couldn't help it. My coworker is asleep in bed, in the bed next to me, and I just think I can do this really quietly. I don't have to make a lot of noise, or, you know, I'm not gonna come. I just want to touch it a little bit. I just want to feel it, you know. So, listening to this audio, and I just start kind of rubbing little circles around my clit, and I get my fingers wet in my mouth, and just get them a little wet and rub around my clit a little more. It feels so good. But then the audio that I was listening to started to get a little more aggressive, and I just found myself going faster and faster, and it just felt so good. And I just knew that, oh my god, I had to come. And before I knew it, I was just really unaware that I wasn't the only one in the room, and I'm not sure if she heard me or noticed that I was rustling around quite a bit under the covers. I was furiously rubbing at my clit, and you know, you have to remember, like, I've been using some sort of vibrating toy, whether that was a back massager of my parents or a toothbrush or something, since I was 14 years old, maybe younger than that, so more than half of my life. It's just definitely something I've always gravitated towards and needed. Not that I'm unable to, you know, the other way, but I think I just got used to it, and it was just easier. So here I am, in bed, the lights are out, my coworker's put on a white noise app, so at least there's something, and I hope she can't really hear the little soft moans that are lightly escaping from my mouth as I furiously rub away at my pussy and then slowly start. I just decide I need to just feel something inside me. And now normally I don't really finger myself or fuck myself too hard with my fingers. My arms are a little short and I have a fairly long torso, so it's not always the easiest to reach and really get all the way in there. So sometimes just one finger and grip around, but this time I just felt like, oh my god, I needed to be. I stretched out right at my opening. So I have two fingers in my pussy and I'm just kind of slamming them back and forth and stretching it out as I fucking rub my clit so hard. The guy in the audio I'm listening to starts counting down and telling me to come, and normally I swear I have the hardest time coming on command, but oh my god, I just start coming and it feels so good. It's about midnight and we turned the lights off maybe 30 minutes ago, so I'm hoping she's actually asleep, and it felt so good, so I definitely should have been satisfied. I fell asleep, but of course, insatiable me wakes up at like 3:45, slowly starts rustling around and listening to a few different things, thinking I can just fall back asleep. It shouldn't be a big deal. But by 5 a.m., there I am, back listening to the same audio. Two fingers plunged deep in my pussy and furiously rubbing at my clit, needing to come again and again and again. And I'm just telling you this story so loud in public because I just had to talk to you guys and let you know that even though I really do miss my toys so much, I'm doing okay, even if it means it's turned me into somebody who is no longer afraid of privacy and not concerned about other people knowing how big of a slut she is. It's just making me way more creative and, you know, getting me back in touch with myself. It's back to basics, as you will. And I got a few more days before I'm reunited with my toys, but I can't wait. And until then, at least I know how to take care of it now.